Welcome back to News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 2nd of March 2024. Tulla Country Market and Coffee Shop is reopening this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Tulla Courthouse. All are welcome. Also in Tulla, Flappers have reopened and will be starting with a takeaway menu, and they hope to extend the hours to sit-down lunch in the near future. Mount Shannon Community Market returns today, Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with new faces selling their wares as well as all your old favourites. Do come along and have a complimentary tea, play a game with your friends, make new friends and have the crack. They look forward to seeing you. Tulla Cultus will host a music quiz at the Powerhouse Tulla on Sunday the 3rd at 6:30 p.m. This is a fundraiser to help with the running costs of training the bands and groups for the FLA. The music quiz will suit all ages with prizes galore. Interfaith Curtain for Universal Love and Peace will take place at Sunrise Farm in Whitegate this Sunday the 3rd from 3 to 6 p.m. All donations will go to AMRT, who are sending supplies of food and clothing to Gaza. For more information, visit the website amrt.net/about-amrt, A-M-U-R-T, and the air code is V94-HY-96. Killaloe Ballina Family Resource Centre are having a public meeting to discuss setting up an active retirement association on Monday next the 4th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The main aim of Local Active Retirement Association is to arrange social events, educational options and activities which encourage and support members to remain as active participants within their community and group. For more information, visit the website activeireland.ie. Scariff Library will host the Junior Comic Club next Tuesday at 4 p.m. This time it's Scooby-Doo Team Up, which is suitable for 7 to 9-year-olds. Copies are available in the library for this action-packed story. March is with us, and that means Seachtain na Gaeilge has started and will run all the way up to the 17th Lough Liparaigh. Our local branch of Conradh na Gaeilge, Críomhartha an Clár, has a number of activities lined up to celebrate our native tongue. As usual, the Scariff Community Co-op Cafe is the place to be on Tuesday lunchtime and next Tuesday. As well as Cainth agus Cóilúirdear, there will be some games as Gaeilge, and you can expect to hear a few well-known songs as Gaeilge. Scariff Public Library will host its popular pop-up Gaeltacht next Friday the 8th at 11:30 a.m. This is a very casual get-together with people of all ages popping in, having a cup of tea, coffee, kindly provided by Emer and the staff. Drop in and we'll have the Cúpla Focal and maybe a few favourite songs that we learnt at school. And there'll be a wonderful night of music and poetry in the Scariff Library on Tuesday the 12th of March at 7 p.m. when the musicians, poets Emer O'Flaherty and Joanne Cullinan will present Chalk House, a bilingual poetry reading with live accompaniment. And we're all looking forward to that. And as they say, don't forget, the life of a language is in its speaking. The popular East Clare visitor attraction of Craiganone is set to undergo a significant upgrade during 2024. Clare County Council has announced a €1 million investment in the popular visitor attraction, which will reopen to the public on St Patrick's Day. Craiganone is an award-winning archaeological open-air museum centred around 16th century tower house. The primary features are a cranogue, a type of man-made island dwelling place that came into being in the Bronze Age. The visitor site is also home to the Brendan, a reconstruction of a leather-hulled boat that is reputed to have sailed by St. Brendan from Ireland to Newfoundland in Canada in the mid-6th century. Craiganone will open daily from Easter Saturday on 30th of March to August, and the website is craiganone.ie for all information. We in Scariff Bay Community Radio will be having our annual fundraising fun quiz night next Friday night, the 8th, in McNamara's Bar at 9 p.m. Tables are €20, and there'll be a raffle and finger food on the night. Your support will be very welcome. It's always a good value fun night to support your local community radio station. All funds raised go to the running costs of Scariff Bay Community Radio, which is totally run by a committed group of volunteers and broadcasts a variety of programmes each Saturday and Sunday with something to suit everyone. Spring Serenade Voices for International Women's Day will take place in St Mary's Church, Kilbane, County Clare, and the air code is V94 HX75, and that will be on Friday next to the 8th of March at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free and refreshments will be served, and there'll be a retiring donation available. The concert will feature the Show of the Chamber Choir, directed by Maura Carey Scanlon, the Goonas, directed by Rhoda Cleary, and accompanied by Irina Durnova, featuring Lucia Murphy on violin, and everyone is welcome. A gathering at Karima's with Green Mountain, a local trad trio, and singer Kate Green with Helen Hayes will take place on Saturday the 9th at 7:30 p.m. There'll also be an open mic and food share, and the air code for that is V94FKT3. Inishkaltra Gun Club will be having a wild game night on Saturday the 9th in McNamara's Bar Scariff at 8 p.m. Locally sourced wild game will be served on the night, and there'll also be a raffle, and admission is free. The Irish Hospice Foundation are inviting people to walk 100 miles in March to support them. They said, "We are working to ensure the best end of life and bereavement care for all. From advocacy and education to our vital services like Nurses for Night Care and our bereavement support line, we believe in the importance of dying well and grieving well wherever the place." You can sign up via their Facebook page and get a free limited edition t-shirt and a medal on completion. Walking improves your health and well-being, so visit the website hospicefoundation.ie. Cuilce is gearing up for National Tree Week, running from the 3rd to the 10th of March, as it launches a tree-inspired photography competition open to all primary school children. The competition is aimed at encouraging students to engage with nature and to understand the importance of trees in safeguarding our planet for tomorrow. To enter, teachers and pupils are being asked to take a picture of their favourite tree or a favourite outdoor nature space and simply upload it to the Cuilce website. This year's theme, Planting Trees for a Greener Future, highlights the unique role trees and forests play in helping to address climate change. This year we'll see Cuilce once again donate 150,000 tree saplings to local community groups for planting to mark the annual celebration. Community groups planning events in their local areas can register at the website treecouncil.ie. A family constellations workshop will take place on Saturday the 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Kilkishan Community Centre. Family constellations is a powerful modality that can help address blocks in your life and move closer towards the life you long to lead. It was developed by Bert Hellinger, a German psychotherapist who discovered that many of the problems that cause our suffering were actually entanglements within our family system. The price is €80 with concession prices available. For more information and registration, contact open.heart.field@gmail.com, or you can phone 085 195 4566. Mother's Day falls on Sunday the 10th of March, and this year the Hospice Foundation invites you to plant a sunflower in memory of the mothers who are no longer with us. When you sign up, you will receive a free pack of sunflower seeds to plant in memory on Mother's Day, as well as a plant marker and information pack. And then any and every day can be difficult with when grieving the loss of your mum. But special days such as Mother's Day can be additionally hard. They want to create a space for those who have lost their mothers or grandmothers to come together and remember them. Funds raised will help them continue to provide their bereavement services, including the Hospice Foundation Bereavement Support Line, which provides connection, comfort and support to those who have been bereaved. This free national service number is 1800 80 70 77. To sign up and make a difference, join their Facebook group, and for all information, visit the website hospicefoundation.ie. The National Breast Cancer Research Institute is asking everyone to walk in pink for the charity and to help make a difference for the many Irish women suffering from breast cancer by taking part. The walk will take place on Mother's Day, the 10th of March. One in seven Irish women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, with over 3,500 cases diagnosed annually. Funds raised will go directly to the research team at the Lamb Institute, University of Galway. Registration is just €25, and you can get a free pink bobble hat when you sign up. And the website is walkinpink.ie. Fiona Levy from Monshannon is running as a Social Democrats candidate in the Killaloe area for the forthcoming elections. As a lone parent raising four children on her own and a house renter, Fiona knows what it's like to struggle financially before overcoming several obstacles to become a business consultant and lecturer. Experiencing the highs and lows in business has steeled her for the rough and tumble of local politics before she decided to contest the next local elections in the Killaloe Municipal District. Fiona was always interested in national and international politics, joining the Social Democrats in late 2019. Last summer, she met Clare Branch chairman Gary Miley, who she credits with revitalising the organisation. Fiona said, "For me, it is now or never getting into politics. The Social Democrats are the right fit for me. I am not aligned to the right or left, and the party is so supportive." So we wish her the best of luck. Dance Masters School of Dance are having a lively Zumba classes for adults on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Whitegate GAA Hall for just €7. For more information on all their classes in County Clare, check the website or phone 086 170 3053. Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakle has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. On March the 3rd and 6th, there's a Mindfulness Mamas meetups with Aisling, a deep relaxation with mindful meditation. On the 7th and 8th of March, there's a herbal foot bath and guided meditation with Julianne. On March the 25th, there'll be mindful moments for people parenting alone with Julianne. She also will show you how herbs, reflexology, aromatherapy and meditation can help to nurture and support you as you nurture your own family. Booking is essential for all on offer, and the website is cunuscentre.com, or the WhatsApp number is 086 77 333 75. They are a non-profit organisation who offer very good value for their therapies. Slievochty Drama Group's Same Old Moon by Geraldine Aron had a very successful run in Mount Shannon last weekend and are very grateful for the support they received. They have started on the All-Ireland Drama Festival circuit since last Friday and will be performing in the Clare Drama Festival on Scariff on Tuesday the 26th of March for anyone who missed it. Daffodil Day is a day when Ireland comes together to support cancer patients. It will be on Friday the 22nd of March this year. The Irish Cancer Society need people across the country to organise volunteers in their local community. Visit their Facebook page or the website for events in your area. And the website is cancer.ie/Daffodil Day. Women's Aid is a national organisation working to prevent and address the impact of domestic violence and abuse since 1974. I would like to sincerely thank everyone who supported me on my Women's Aid 80-kilometre walking challenge for this great cause. I've raised over €100,000 so far, and with more promised. Fundraising is still open until the 10th of March, and visit my Facebook page for details. And thank you very much to everybody who supported me. Tulla's St. Patrick's Day Parade will take place on Sunday the 17th of March, starting at 4:30 p.m. This year's theme is Movies and Magic. It will assemble at St. McCullough's National School at 4 p.m. Entry is free, and the Tulla Pipe Band will lead the parade as usual. The Convent Primary School in Killaloe will hold a clothes collection on Friday the 22nd, and the bags can be dropped to the school from March the 12th. Items that can be donated include wearable clothing items, pair of shoes, handbags, belts, towels, etc. But duvets and pillows will not be accepted. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar in Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening. Take care and don't forget to smile.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. A cold and icy start today, Saturday. Scattered showers will occur through the day, along with a few bright and sunny intervals. The showers will mainly be of rain, but a few will possibly fall as hail or sleet. Afternoon highs of 3 to 7 degrees. Showers will become more isolated tonight, and long clear spells will develop, with temperatures dipping to between minus 2 and plus 3 degrees. A bright day tomorrow Sunday, with sunny spells and scattered showers, becoming isolated towards evening. Top temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. Temperatures will fall quickly after dark on Sunday night under clear skies, with frost and icy patches developing and lows of minus 2 to plus 2 degrees. Cloud will thicken from the southwest overnight and temperatures will rise. Outbreaks of rain will develop in Munster by Monday morning. Mostly cloudy Monday with outbreaks of rain, heaviest and most persistent in southern counties. Moderate to fresh and gusty easterly winds with highs of 6 to 8 degrees. Further outbreaks of rain through Monday night with some heavy falls with sleet possible on high grounds and we'll have lows of 2 to 5 degrees. Rain will gradually clear north-eastwards through Tuesday with sunny spells developing and highs of 7 to 10. And the further outlook will current indications suggest our weather will remain fairly mixed but relatively mild through midweek next week. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.